Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, family and friends of Phil, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What is God's will? Everyone asks this question at some point in their lives, often throughout their lives. But this question becomes all the more significant when it is asked in the hospital or on the deathbed. This was the question asked by and about Phil during his final days of earthly life. In fact, it was this lesson from Luke chapter 22 that was read in his room on the last day of this earthly life. Jesus came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. And when he came to the place, he said to them, "Pray that you may not enter into temptation." And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw and knelt down and prayed, saying, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." And there appeared to him an angel from heaven, strengthening him. During the days granted to him, Phil knew what God's will was for him. He was to love and to honor his wife, Janelle. He was to work hard and to support his family. He was to raise his children in the Christian faith. He was to hear the word of God and to receive the Lord's Supper faithfully. And as one who had been regenerated in the waters of holy baptism, Phil strove to do all of these things. He didn't do them perfectly. He was a sinner, and he would be the first to tell you so. Perhaps that's why the 51st Psalm was so important to him, which we ourselves spoke earlier in this funeral service. Nevertheless, through faith toward God, Phil lived in love for his neighbor according to the revealed will of God. But as his earthly end drew nearer and nearer, one aspect of God's will overshadowed all the rest. Was it God's will for him to be healed or not? Was it God's will for him to live or to die? As you know, Phil did not leave the hospital on his own two feet, and that's why we are gathered here today. But let this be clear. That does not mean that God did not will for Phil to live. He did, and he does. After all, Jesus said himself in our gospel lesson today, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." This is God's will for Phil, for you, for me, for all people. Not that any should perish, but that all should be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, that all should have abundant life. And so the one man Jesus died that all might live. In that passage that was read at Phil's bedside from Luke chapter 22, Jesus prayed, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." And so that cup would not be removed from Jesus. Instead, it was the Father's will that he should drink it down to the dregs. On the cross, he did. He suffered, he bled, bearing in his body all our sins, paying the wages for those sins, which is death. Jesus Christ died on the cross according to God's will. But from the cross comes every good and perfect gift. That for those who love God, all things should work together for good, from the cross. That we should be predestined, called, justified, glorified, from the cross. That God is for us and no one can be against us, from the cross. That we should be graciously given all things, from the cross. That neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord from the cross. But as it was God's will that his son Jesus should die for us, it was not his will that he should remain in death. Christ was raised from the dead on the third day. Death no longer has dominion over him. And so it is for all who are in Christ. Because Christ is raised, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast. Because Christ is raised, the Lord will swallow up the covering that is cast over all peoples, death forever. Because Christ is raised, the Lord God will wipe away all tears from all faces. The reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth. Phil knows this. He knew it on earth by faith. Now he knows it in heaven by sight. Phil is seated now at the marriage feast of the Lamb once slain. Phil's death has been swallowed up forever by his Lord and God. Phil's tears have been wiped away. His reproach has been taken away. And so God's will for Phil is done. It has been accomplished. It is fulfilled. Let this be your comfort and hope today. I know many of you, probably all of you, prayed for Phil in those weeks and months leading up to his death, asking that God's will be done for him. Know today that your prayers have been heard and answered. Every single one of them for good. Did you pray that Phil would be healed? He is. He doesn't suffer anymore. And he will be raised in a perfect body, just like Christ's. Did you pray that Phil would leave the hospital? He has. He now dwells in the blessed presence of his Lord Jesus Christ, awaiting with all the company of heaven the dawning of the new creation. Did you pray that Phil would live? He does. He lives in heaven, and he will be raised to unending life on the last day when his Lord Jesus comes again in glory. When we consider God's will, there is no better place for us to turn than to the third petition of the Lord's Prayer, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." In the Small Catechism, it is explained that the good and gracious will of God is done even without our prayer, but we pray in this petition that it may be done among us also. By faith, we confess that God's will is indeed good and gracious, and that it has been done for Phil. For God strengthened and kept Phil in his word and faith until he died. That was God's good and gracious will for Phil. And so it is for you. Now Phil lives in heaven. That is also God's good and gracious will for him, and for you too. Someday Phil will rise again from his grave, and he will be given eternal life when our Lord Jesus Christ returns in glory. And that is finally God's good and gracious will for him, and for you, and for all who believe in Jesus Christ. And therefore, may this resurrection hope, which is truly God's good and gracious will for you, be and remain yours in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.